السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه. أما بعد, I am preparing my luggage. I am filling my suitcase. The one I'm going to my trip. The one-way trip. No coming back. I do not need different clothing for different weather. I do not need money. I do not need jewelry. I do not need my bank account. I do not need umbrella. I do not need vaccination. I need to Allah give me Mubarak trip. What is Mubarak trip? The famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The good people recited this dua daily after Fajr and after Maghrib 7 times. Allahumma barik li fil maut wa ma fi ma ba'd al maut. Give me barakah in my death and barakah for me after death. What is barakah? Barakah is unseen blessing from Allah. It increases His bounty. It can be material, emotion, physically, spiritually, and most of all, to increase your rewarding and increase your blessing from Allah. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Like some of the dua, oh Allah, give me barakah in whatever left over in my life. Give me barakah in my body, in my time, in my money. What Allah talk about Isa alayhi salam, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. And Allah make me blessed whatever where I go. This is for Isa alayhi salam, Jesus. Do I think about it? One sister, she sent me a message. I consider it an honest, call it a comment or question. She blaming me. She blaming me, I pushing her. I have a question for you. If you die now and go to the grave, can you blame anybody? And if somebody wish you, is this meaning you will develop the quality? Is he pushing you or advising you or promoting you or try to encouraging you? And this something for him or something for you? Something for dunya or something for akhirah? Anything we do for dunya without no any intention for akhirah and purpose for sabilillah is a waste, is a fitna. Can anybody develop your quality? No. You have to struggle for it. Can I pack in my luggage the one I'm going to take it with me in the grave, a lot of blaming and complaining? No, will not be accepted. This is illness. Illness we have in the ummah. Every time I fail, I have to blame somebody. Instead of humble myself and correct myself. What you said? Humble yourself? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no messenger and prophet ever exists before me without being a shepherd. One day I was reading about this bunch of scientists long time ago, and they discover people who have animal, they develop certain quality from the animal. People have horses, ego, show off. People who carry pigs, they have no loyalty. And even they do not care about their own woman. People who have camel, they become very tough. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, and whoever take care about the sheep, he becomes soft, compassionate, and patient. And this quality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared it to messenger prophets. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we can keep talking, but huge difference between talking and quality. Big difference between talking and action. The action is a reflection of the sincerity of your heart. Talk is cheap. But if your action is not reflecting your talk, you have a problem. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah make him blessing and blessed all over his life. But when you're lucky, if Allah give you blessing, the more Allah give you blessing, the more you will be beneficial to yourself, to the environment around you, to whom around you, to society, to mankind. By this way, what you want to fill your luggage with, you fill it by yourself. Please, for the sister, she blaming me of pushing her. I have to tell you, even if I push you, the only thing you can do is what you want to do. I encourage, yes. I push you for goodness. But even if I push you for goodness, I get the reward for it. But what you initiate, what do you want to initiate, and for what purpose, and where it's coming from? Is barakah from Allah, or your nafs and show off, and disease of the heart? Anything we do is blessing from Allah, for sabilillah, is a blessing for us, dunya and akhirah. And it go to my bag, the one I'm filling up, going with me in the grave. Do I think about quality? Do I think about developing a quality? What people let tell me about myself? And if people blaming you and complain about you, what it mean? And if you die, is anybody will care, will cry over you? Can I beat you up and push you to cry over me after I die? No. Either will come from your heart or no. My dear brother and sister in Islam, how many often you make dua to Allah to tell you, to tell Allah, please, Ya Allah, give me barakah. Barakah in my body. Barakah in my thought. Barakah in my feeling. Barakah in my action. Barakah in my life. Barakah in my death. Barakah for my life after death. Who's stopping me to make this dua? I will tell you. If your heart is sick, full of show off, dunya, envy, jealousy, arrogance, ego, you name it, you will not even remember this dua. How many of us, before any action or reaction, I ask myself, this for what? What I'm doing this for? To please somebody? Or to please somebody for Allah? Or to please Allah and please people for Allah or just for myself? Question mark. Do you know what I'm talking about now? It's called Iman. Iman make me question my intention. Why yes, why not? Why I do, why I don't? Why I love, why I hate? Why I like, why I dislike? Why I should do, why I should not do? And you're lucky. You're lucky if you have some of this activity and thought and feeling is only for Allah. Because this is the one will go with you in your own suitcase and will benefit you after death. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we in it. Time is running very fast. We are in the end of the end of the end of the end of time. We're very close. Fitan is all over. What I'm doing? You remember the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Fitna is sleeping. May Allah curse those who open the fitna. Is me generating fitna? Or absorbing fitna? Or spreading fitna? Or supporting any fitna? If you do that, you are the kind of a munafiq and your heart full of fitna. Meaning at this time, you can be cursed by Allah. Is this what you want? Because in any given moment, either you be cursed by Allah, Allah get angry at you, or you're serving Allah, you try to please Allah, and Allah will please you, and Allah will love you. Is not about time to be sincere and honest to myself, and stop blaming and complaining and pointing finger? Is not about time now? Very soon I'm going to drop dead. I am going to the grave. And all the drama and blaming and complaining will never benefit me or benefit you. I cannot tell the angel, oh, but he tell me, it will not exist. My dear brother and sister in Islam, do yourself a favor. Please clean up the illness and the sickness and hypocrisy in your heart by stopping blaming and complaining about others. Beg Allah to decorate you with a quality beloved to Him. Beg Allah to put barakah in your action and reaction and whatever left over of your life. Beg Allah to make you vigilant and awake about what you're filling your luggage with. You cannot blame nobody once you die. You cannot complain or blame nobody. You cannot. Do yourself a favor and stop it. Stop it from your vocabulary and your thinking. My dear brother and sister in Islam, all I can tell you, when I read this verse in Quran about Isa alayhi salam, I want that. And I keep begging Allah all the time, give me barakah in my time. Give me barakah in my body. Give me barakah in my feeling. Give me barakah in my action. Give me barakah in everything I say and do. Give me barakah for my death and my journey of life after death. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. How many times you do that to yourself, to your spouse, to your children? Barakah. Barakah has no limit, has no ending. Imagine a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a time of drought, and the whole people in Medina was hungry. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, we slaughter an animal and my wife prepared this meal for you. Listen to the language. My wife prepared this meal for you. You know what he said? He said, oh, so and so. Call the people of Medina. I want them to join me. Ya Rasulullah, my wife bought this for you. He said, call the people in Medina and let them enter group after group. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he put his hand, the Mubarak hand by Allah, in the dish of food. One dish of food. His wife sent it for one person. The man is swear by Allah. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam put his hand in it, people used to come 5 by 5, 10 by 10, until the whole Medina eat completely and full. And after that he eat and he get full, him and the rest of the companion. And after that, he said to the man, please take the leftover to eat for you and your wife and your kids. The man swear by Allah. He said, I look to the food and I do not know which one was more, the one I bring or the one I take it home. And I discovered the one I was taking it home is much more than the one I bring. Can you use your mind? Can you use your mind? Another incident also. Abu Huraira was dying from hunger and thirst. And somebody came with a jar of goat milk. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, I know Rasulullah, he loved me. He will give me some sips after he drink, because I am dying from hunger and thirst. He said, Ya Abu Huraira, come. Call the people outside. Call the people of Suffa, the poor people in the back of Rasulullah sallam. These people can be in 100. Call them up. They enter group after a group. And Rasulullah sallam, he said, keep drinking. And they keep drinking until they fall. And again, before he start, he hold it and he make dua to Allah to put barakah in it. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, and every group he come, they drink. I bear witness to Allah, the cup, the milk coming back like they never drank before. And when everybody finish, he said, Ya Abu Huraira, come, drink. He drink. He said, drink. He said, drink. He said, drink. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, I was drinking until I said, Ya Rasulullah, I have no space left. It's done. And again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to the man who bring him the sip of milk, he said, please take the rest for your family. Can you use your mind? Can we underestimate the barakah of Allah? And if you understand that, who's stopping you to make dua for yourself, for your spouse, for your children, for the deen of Allah, for whatever left over your life and time? Ya Allah, put barakah in whatever left over in my life. Put barakah in my decision. Put barakah in my thought. Put barakah in my feeling. Make me mubarak, Ya Allah. Make me mubarak aynama kuntu, Ya Allah. Make me a source of barakah, whatever I go, and whatever I say, and whatever I do. What do you think? Do you want to fold your luggage, the one you fill it up by your own hand, with drama and blaming and complaining and fitan, you generate? Or you want to fill it up with goodness, with barakah from Allah and goodness? You make decision. You make decision. You make decision. Please, no blaming, no complaining. Talk to Allah. Beg Allah to decorate you with a quality beloved to Allah, to make me and you an assets and beneficial to ourselves, family, society, and mankind. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.